With us today is Senator Ted Budd. He is the senator from North Carolina, and he is one great American and wants America to survive. Senator, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me in, John.
Tell us, what do you think the biggest threats are to the United States right now? And, you know, I'm worried. I'm sure you're worried.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, one of our greatest threats is actually our national debt and our spending patterns. So that's huge, but people don't focus on that. But I'd say the main debt that people are worried about right now is our southern border and the threats that have come across. Almost 10 million people have come across undocumented. It's an awful challenge. You're feeling it here in the city. You're feeling it in North Carolina. We have 100 counties in North Carolina. I've talked with sheriffs all across the state. And they said every single county in North Carolina is now a border county because of Joe Biden's policies. I mean, you're seeing in one rural county in North Carolina, a sheriff doing a traffic stop, finding enough fentanyl to kill everyone in the state of North Carolina. It's absolutely heartbreaking.
I've heard that from Governor Youngkin's wife, and it's spread all over the place. You know, The fentanyl, are the Chinese getting even for us for the opium wars of yesteryear?
Well, it would seem that. If you open the aperture of history and you look back, you would think that they were doing that. But simply, it's an opportunity. I mean, they're shipping the precursor ingredients to Mexico. It either gets then shipped into the U.S. and assembled in Mexico and managed by the cartels and trafficked by the cartels, along with human trafficking, which was another huge business boon for the cartels. And about a third of the females that are being trafficked into the U.S. have been sexually abused, and it's just absolutely horrific. So I would say border and crime is kind of one package that people are concerned about. The other would be inflation and prices, and a lot of that's it's regulatory, it's international unrest that Joe Biden's allowed to happen, it's American weakness. These are all fixable things. We still have the guts of greatness to be an amazing country, but Joe Biden's allowed tremendous weakness, which was really first seen in August of 2021 with the failure in Afghanistan and the precipitous withdrawal. That really opened the doors for all these international chaos incidents that we're seeing right now, whether it's October 7 in Israel, whether it is Ukraine being invaded unjustly by Russia, or whether it's China saber-rattling at Taiwan. All that is from Joe Biden's weakness.
And I guess it all started with even Saudi Arabia, our ally forever, had zero respect for the White House or President Biden.
No, I've been over there. Strength is appreciated, particularly in the Middle East. And when you're weak like this, it allows you to be run over. It allows them to look for other partners, whether it's even having discussions with Iran, Russia, and other potential partners. It's absolutely horrific.
Now, the big three things that I look at in the United States is the fentanyl problem, the border control problem, and our schools and are under attack. Our universities are under attack, and it's horrible. I mean, where is the rule of law?
Well, this is really part of the long march. It's a 100-year march, starting with our educational institutions, and it really kind of operates on the spectrum of Marxism. So it's a social Marxism now, but it's about oppressor versus oppressed, and that I think that's a false dichotomy. I think as America, we're very unique. We're all in this together. But once you start dividing people, whether it's along racial lines or economic lines, you begin creating vulnerabilities that you can exploit. And that's what the left's doing right now.
And we are shipping over a lot of money now and it was almost a bipartisan situation to the Ukraine and to Israel. My personal feelings are, look, Putin is a bad guy or whatever, and we have to support Ukraine. But is there any checks and balances on the Ukraine? I mean, I hear so many bad rumors about what the heck is going on there.
One of the, you know, the people in support of Ukraine will say, well, there's 65 or so inspectors general over there that are tracking the money. But if you got 65, you might as well have none. What you need is one inspector general. There's been legislation that I supported, unfortunately didn't pass, to have one inspector general that oversaw anything going into Ukraine, which really would give confidence to the American people. I did a telephone town hall across North Carolina a few months back, and I said, If you knew that our southern border was secure, would you be willing to support Ukraine? Two-thirds of the people said yes. And so I was not supportive of this recent package. I'm supportive of many of the elements in it. I'm not an isolationist. I think we need to be engaged on all these fronts. But you got to deal right here at home first, and then out of that, you deal with the rest of the world. And you need to have accountability when you do it.
Senator, I agree with you 100%. They should have taken care of our own borders at the same time. I mean, we're worried about the Ukraine border. We're worried about the Israeli border. Shouldn't we worry about the United States border?
Well, in China, again, saber-rattling against Taiwan as well. There's three border crises internationally and one right here at home. If you think about it as four border crises together, then you have to start here at home.
We got a minute left. Tell me, Senator, what would you like to get off your chest?
Well, first of all, thank you again for having me. It's great to be in the great city of New York. And I just want to tell you, from as a North Carolinian, our concerns there are the concerns here. And that is about American strength. It's about the southern border, and it's about the economy. We need a president. We need a Senate. We need a House. And we got to get not only win, we got to win for a long time. And we got to do what we said we were going to do when we get there. And that's the mission for Republicans. I think we're going to win the Senate. We got a lot of work to do. I believe we can win the House. Mike Johnson was here recently. Glad to have him up here. He's a great colleague of mine when I was in the House. But we got to win to save our country.
Well, Senator Ted Budd, thank you so much for telling the American people and how you really feel. And I just hope there's a change November 5th.
Well, thanks for having me in. God bless.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So, let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.